370 years ago, in 1649, Cromwell and his army left a trail of devastation across Ireland. His ruthless treatment of the local populations derived from the same Puritan mentality that despised plays and closed down theatres. Ironically, Cromwell himself was said to love music and a good night out. At the wedding of his daughter Frances, he danced till dawn and sprinkled his guests with wine. This seems to be a far cry from the besieger of Drogheda, during which the town's commander was beaten to death with his own wooden leg. And Cromwell did preside over a government that closed the theatres. The Puritans hated the idea of acting, people pretending to be other people, men dressing up as women, fictional stories instead of biblical truth. In 1648, the theatres were shut down. Actors were jailed and whipped, and playgoers fined. Unlike painting and poetry, for example, plays are the most directly stirring and socially engaging of the arts. That's why the Puritans hated them, or rather feared them. It's not easy to rule a God-fearing society if there are pockets of revelry breaking out here and there. And that, along with giving entertainment, is perhaps the theatre's greatest function, as a colourful and spirited rejoinder to regimes that in the cause of ideology seek to stifle the human spirit.